left Auburn. Were you beaten tonight, or did you beat yourselves?
The latter.
How disheartening was that? The kind of bobble, and then the interception, and the end zone, and how do you feel like maybe changed things early?
Well, I mean, there's a ton of mistakes that were made that impacted the outcome of the ball game. Auburn's a tremendous football team, you know, but you know we just made too many mistakes. We made a ton of them. Wasn't just that one.
Phil, Cantelli had been pretty reliable for you last year. I think he was 11 or 13 on the field goal. How do you explain what happened tonight?
Well, we had some bad snaps and bad holds on two of them. Yeah.
How's he looked in practice?
When he gets a good snap and good hold, he looks fine.
Defensively, did you feel like you guys took a step forward today?
I beg your pardon?
Defensively, did you feel like you took a step forward today?
Three forward, one back.
What did you like overall for the defense?
I thought, we played hard. We were responsible. The kind of offense that you have to, you know, have some discipline in order to execute your responsibilities well. And I thought they did that for the most part. The young guys did. You know, we gave up some plays late. Morgan was out of the ball game. That hurt us a little bit.
I think
DeCorey played well. He made some plays that I'm well aware of. I have to watch tape in order to give you an overall assessment, but I believe he played well.
That's all you talk about. How frustrating was this one, and what did you tell the team in the locker room?
Well, what I tell the team in the locker room is between me and the players, is it frustrating? Yes, it's frustrating because we didn't play well and we made the mistakes that caused us the opportunity to win a ball game.
Phil, you talked about three steps forward, one step back. Is this the type of game that you gain or lose in?
Well, I think next week will define that a little bit better. In all honesty, I don't know. I would like to think. I think we've got good young people. I think they care. I think it'll be painful for them, and if all those things are really in place, then I think they'll respond well.
Go offensively, you left the points on the field, but did you get done what you wanted to get done offensively?
No.
Did you feel you were
effective? We had 14 points. I mean, that's, what else can I say?
Did you feel like you were moving the ball?
Well, on occasion we did, but not with the regularity that we needed to.
Coach, at the wide receiver position, Lockett's returned and did a pretty good job today, but Curry Sexton was big as well. How important was it for him to take some of the pressure off of Lockett in the passing game?
Well, I think it's always good for us to have that diversity, to be able to have balance in our offense, whether it's, throwing it or running it. And I mean, we can't be a one-player team running the ball, and we can't be a one-player team throwing the ball. So it is significant. We've always shared that. And Curry did play well in the ball game, I think.
Bill, just very quickly, the Auburn's defensive line, how do you feel like you guys fared against that front four?
Well, they gave us some problems. They did. I it was up and down. I mean, I think there were some snaps we hit, and, we blocked reasonably well, and some we didn't. So there just wasn't the consistency there. And in addition to some of the mistakes that we made, the glaring mistakes.
What would you say was the biggest challenge running the ball today?
Probably the fact that the biggest challenge was probably throwing the ball more effectively because they put, a ton of people up in the box and put you in a position where you really had to throw the ball, and we didn't throw it as efficiently as we should.
Coach, do you go back and look at tape right now after this, or are you going to give it a little time to soak?
Well, I'll watch tape and then go do a, whatever that is, TV show, and then watch the rest of it later on.